Hello and welcome to Health Matters on Channels Television. Thanks for staying with us. I am Mary Alale Yusuf. The global tally of confirmed COVID-19 cases was over 98 million on Friday, January the 22nd, 2021. More than 54 million people had recovered, and the death toll is now over 2.1 million. There are now more than 1 million infections every 2 days. In Nigeria, there were more than 118,000 confirmed cases, more than 94,000 recoveries, and 1,490 deaths. This shows an increase of almost 11,000 cases in 1 week in Nigeria, but well over 9,000 recoveries as well. Recovery rate is up to about 79.7%, and fatality rate is 1.26%. In spite of these scary numbers, some people still have uninformed beliefs about the virus and unverified safety measures against it. Today, we'll be looking at some of these beliefs and practices. Joining me via Zoom from Lekki is a public health physician and member of the Association of Public Health Physicians of Nigeria in Lagos, Dr. Yetunde Ayo Oyalowo. You are welcome to the show.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you,
us.
Mary, for having me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Lovely to have you. It's been a while. Anyway, let's dive right in. Lots of people told me, where's that my mask? And I'm asking, which mask? Did you wear this mask before and you're wearing it again? They say, yeah. I wore it on the other side. Today, I'm going to flip it around and wear it. Talk to us about that. Is that okay? And if not, what's the danger?
Oh, wow. Wearing of masks, it's quite alien to us. And it started last year when the COVID pandemic started. because a lot of people still don't believe that the COVID pandemic is real. And the reason why that is so is that, of course, if you look at it goes back to our educational status. If people are not educated, how do they believe that, the virus is real? It also goes back to our level of testing. If you've not met someone who tested positive, how do you believe? You understand? And most of the people, our population is made up of people, more than 70% of people who do not have access to testing. So somehow they've seen things happen. They've heard that people have died and they've been told or enforced to wear masks. So they take it. It's like telling them, you must do this. It's not out of their own volition. So they're not wearing it because they believe in it. And that's the reason why anytime they have an opportunity to put it away, they do that. So that's why they keep it in their bags, keep it in their pockets, forget it at home, and that's why they pick it up. Anytime there is a need to wear, they just pick it up and wear it. But that's not right, and that's not good.
Okay, so let's go to another really wacky one. Some people, I know that you're supposed to wash your mask, right? A cloth mask, dry it, iron it, and wear. But some people wash their surgical mask, then dry it, and wear again. In fact, sometimes they towel dry it and wear it immediately. Any danger there?
Yes, and I will explain the wearing of surgical masks. The reason where people adapt, you understand, to their, in quotes, socioeconomic status. There are some people that can afford to wear 2-3 masks every day. They can take up a mask and wear it every day. But for people who cannot afford to feed, people who cannot afford to live above the poverty level, it means putting on a mask is an additional burden on them. It's an additional financial burden. So when they get it, whether it's cloth or whether it's disposable, you find that they keep it until it's actually no longer wearable. So, but if it is cloth mask, yes, it is advisable. They must wash it probably daily basis. I always tell people, treat your mask like an underwear, which you wear and you change. But of course, you agree with me that you can't be sure of how people treat their underwear. But in normal parlance, you want to say, treat your mask as an underwear. When it's dirty, you wash it. But for the mask, if it's the disposable mask, at the time when it was very scarce, and we were saying we should reserve the masks for the healthcare workers, we will say maybe to an extent, it could be recycled. Even though that is not the best, that's not the gold standard, that is not what we should have. But you may say that it can be washed. Although when you wash it, it's going to lose some of its properties. It's not going to be as firm as it used to be. It's going to lose some of its electrostatic properties. That's what I mean is that, you know, when you put on your mask, there's a way it attaches to your face.
Yes.
It's going to lose some of those properties. And at some point also, you're going to see it tear. For people who are not working in the medical sector, well, they may be able to get away with it. But for those who are, it may be difficult, especially, and people who also go to high risk areas, you're going to the market, they're going to a place where there may be a high population of people, it is risky, but it's actually better to wear to wash the cloth mask if you're using it. And if you're going to use the surgical or the other disposable mask, use it as disposable, as the name implies. And sometimes it doesn't have to be wear one throughout a day. You may find yourself in some circumstances where you are so sweaty, the mask is wet, you need to change it. It may be so dirty, you've had to rub it against people. You know, you may have to change, you may have to use more than one in a day. So the situation differs, but I still look at it as a situation whereby you have to choose between getting healthy and living your life.
That one really surprised me, I won't lie to you. Okay, so let's get down to some really serious ones. We've had vaccines. Children get vaccinated under the EPI. Nobody has complained. But people say they can't take the COVID-19 vaccine whenever it comes. They're scared. They're afraid they're going to die. Why? Tell us why we shouldn't be afraid.
Okay, you know, as usual, when there is any new thing coming into the world or into our space, there is always a belief. And we're Africans, we're very traditional. In Nigeria, we're very traditional. And there is always a make-believe, and people like to know tomorrow. They like to have an idea of what is going to happen. So you get a lot of people predicting, people who don't even have any scientific knowledge, scientific basis, you get a lot of people predicting that this is what this is going to be, this is what that is going to be. Of course, we've had a lot of vaccines, we've used vaccines, and vaccines have helped us. They have been good. Recently, we were certified polio-free. So we know that vaccines are good. But why is it that when it comes to the case of the COVID-19 pandemic and the COVID vaccine, there is a problem? One, people believe already that there's politics in the treatment of COVID-19 because of the kind of monies that, you know, people are hearing. You should also know that people believe that the vaccines are out. Some people believe that the vaccines are out just to make money for the pharma and from some particular sectors of the economy. That's another reason why people are saying they're not going to take the vaccine. Besides that, you know, there was a time there was a problem with the 4G, 5G technology. And this is really in the psyche of people. And people not taking vaccine is not only talking about the lower echelon. It's not only the lower class. Even the upper class, people who you think are supposed to believe in the vaccine are not. We are now in the era of social media where someone can pick his phone, write an article, and put the name of someone that is really respected on the article and begin to send it around. And the more this kind of information spreads, the more people read it and they are skeptical, they fear. So that is what is causing, those are part of the reasons that we're having a lot of fear as regards the COVID-19. But I'm admonishing us to look for more information. If we actually read more, look for more information. And I think on our side too, as public health physicians and as the government, if we do more of enlightenment, I think we will get by of it. We have to look at the benefit and look at the risk. If I take the vaccine, what is the benefit? If I don't take it, what is the benefit? I'm sure we all don't want to remain in this state You know, in this state of uncertainty, you don't know if there will be a lockdown. You don't know when life is going to return to normal. You want to go for your hangouts. You want to go for your parties. I'm sure we don't all want to remain like this in this our unprecedented times. And we know that the vaccine is one of the solutions that is going to help us to get out of this.
So I guess that must be it, partly the social media, but then again, the speed with which the vaccine came out. I know that vaccines go through several stages of verification, right up to human studies in stage three. And I believe that these vaccines have gone through these stages. Now, the only question I have for that is, what was for the vaccines that we have already, what was done for them? Is there any of those processes that was not done for the COVID vaccine in the short time that it was done?
Thank you, Mary. Desperate problems need desperate measures. You understand? Desperate problems need desperate measures. Yes, there is lack of long-term data for the vaccine, we know that, but you also have to look at the community is bringing facts and figures together to produce the vaccine and also to bring an end to the pandemic in which we are in. So I wouldn't say that it is rushed. Sometimes let me use a common example, and I'll use the example of marriage. Some people say, you have to meet the person for 5 years. They cut it for 10 years. Some cut it for 3 months. Does all of that, those factors do not determine the success of the marriage? You understand? Same thing with the vaccine. We're in desperate times. We're in times when things have to speeding up. And there is a lot of evidence by those who have produced the vaccine. That's why I said information is power. There's a lot of evidence by those who have produce vaccine. They have taken their time to go to research into it, and by so doing, they have produced some. And it's not just one company that has produced. There are about 4 or 5 companies that have produced this vaccine. So I think we should, and people have taken it. So let's look at the number of deaths that have occurred, and look at the solutions that have been procured. Yes, and look at the solutions that have been procured. When you're alive, you're well. You do not have COVID-19, or you've had it and you've survived. If a vaccine is being talked about, if you've not had it or you've just had it asymptomatically, things have been good for you. Yes, you may be saying, will this vaccine help me? Will it not help me? But if you've lost a loved one or you've been adversely affected, then it touches your humanity. You know something has to be done. So I don't think that we should receive the news of the vaccine with so much skepticism. Fine, we can argue that it wasn't done for a long time, but we need it because the entire globe is in a pandemic, is in a crisis, and we need a solution. And it's been profiled, people have used it. So what else do we want? What else do we want? I think we just need more information and to keep our minds clear. You understand
But I think the vaccine
will help and the solution.
And the three month long courtship has all the elements of the 10-year long courtship. All the ingredients went into them. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll continue. Please stay with us. Welcome back. We're dealing with beliefs and practices against COVID-19. This is Health Matters on Channels Television. You can call 0808-054-2233. It's right there on your screen now. And please tweet at @CTV_MaryA while the discussion goes on. Now, doctor, some people, even doctors, say eventually the virus will burn out. And a lot of people on the street like the idea that, you know, COVID is going to go when it's going to go, and there's nothing you can do about it. After all, that's what happened with the Spanish flu. Walk us through that.
Well, let me continue with what I was saying. I'll be able to walk us through that. You know, even when you develop a drug, when you make a dress, it doesn't mean it will be perfect when it comes out. Sometimes you have to go back to the designer to make some adjustments. And same with drugs and same with the vaccine. It's not just going to be to end on at making the vaccine and administering it to people. It's going to be monitored. It's going to be monitored. The efforts, you know, of the people who produced it, they're going to, it's not going to be in vain because it's going to be monitored. And as people use it, as we find out maybe the long-term side effects, as they are found out, it's going to be adjusted. But all of those cannot be determined. If you look at even malaria, initially at some point we're using chloroquine. People were dealing with itching, eye issues and all of that. But over time it has developed and we are now using another set of drugs. Same thing with a vaccine. It's been produced by humans. Well, people feel it will go away, but what damage is it going to do before it goes away? When we say it will go away, are you going to be part of the numbers that would go away with it? Because as it's ravaging, people are being lost, lives are being lost. Children are becoming fatherless, children are becoming motherless. The economy in some particular industries is at zero. So for people who are not in this industry, they may not feel the pang of COVID, but I know that there are some industries that have not been able to do anything. You know, they've been able to do really nothing because of the COVID pandemic. So the solution is out for everybody. It's not for people who feel it will burn out and that will be the end. How long are we going to wait? So instead of saying we're going to wait for it to burn out, which we can't even be too sure of. I know that last year, towards the end of last year, we were almost sure that that was the end. Nobody thought that this was going to happen, you know, in 2021. So I think we should embrace the solutions that have come, especially the preventive solutions. And as we're about to get the vaccines, we should embrace it as well.
Okay, for those people who have embraced the solution of vaccines, some of them are doubtful that we can sustain the cold chain. That is a major issue.
Okay. That is a trust issue. And the vaccine is going to be delivered by the Federal Ministry of Health and the parastatals of health. And I think part of the reason why that is so, as you will see, the way the government has managed the COVID pandemic is that most of what has been done has been done by the government. One, they're trying to bring equity, you know, so that it's not whether you can afford or not, you can actually have access to it. Same thing with the vaccines. They are trying to provide a solution that will bring equity. If it's the government that is handling the vaccine, then it will not be a matter of outreach.
Can I put you on pause for a second? Sunny is calling from Oka. Hello, Sunny. What's your question?
Yeah, I agree. My question is this. On this issue of vaccine, you know, vaccine is not something very easy to produce. The little knowledge I have about this vaccine is that it takes either 48 months or 40 months to produce a vaccine for a particular illness. But my greatest surprise is that this thing just took in less than 9 months, the vaccine out. How authentic or how the competency of this very vaccine is what I'm asking. Not that.
Okay. Thank you, Sonny.
It's possible, but.
Thank you, Sonny. So, what I'm going to ask the doctor is concerning this courtship of 3 years and 10 years, did everything it takes to bring a vaccine out go into this one as with the other vaccines? That's what's important. That's what we should trust. So over to you with that question. How authentic can it be coming out in such a short time?
Cold chain. Okay, so like I think Nigerians, we have to believe in ourselves. Come on, if we've been online, we've heard that a lot of people that were involved even in manufacturing of this vaccine and inventing it were Nigerians. And in Nigeria, we have competent hands. I think that is part of the challenge we have in Nigeria. You know, people keep on thinking that there are no competent hands in Nigeria. There are competent doctors, there are competent. Yeah. Okay, so I mentioned that we should trust the professionals we have, because, like I said, that the quite a number of those who were even involved in inventing the vaccine and preparing it are Nigerians. And the same way we have that manpower in the country, the Federal Ministry of Health, all the different organizations and institutions that are involved in creating, making the cold chain work, are all professionals, and they'll do their jobs and ensure that it gets to us. Besides, we've been having different vaccines that has been
Okay, it looks like we've lost her for a moment. Problem. Okay, she's still on. Go ahead.
Okay, so like I said, the vaccination program, the NPI, has been going on for years, and we're achieving success. So I don't think that giving the COVID vaccine will be a challenge. I don't think it will be a challenge. We have professionals that can handle it.
Okay, Stephen is still asking about the vaccine that the NAFDAC DG says even after stage three trials, there are some things the manufacturers don't know. And I guess that goes for all vaccines. So what should we be doing when the vaccine eventually comes and we do get it?
Yeah, so that's why where feedback is important. And like I said, you produce something, it doesn't come to an end when you get the vaccine. You must be able to tell people if you have adverse reaction, if you're feeling somehow, if something is not going well, I think you should raise alarm. You should speak to your healthcare provider. And I think all of that will be in place once the
Okay, I think we're losing her there.
Feedback mechanism. And there will be a feedback mechanism also.
Okay, so we keep improving. We keep improving with the use. After all, I think people still react to some of the vaccines we're using, even on the EPI. Thank you so much, Doctor, for being with us today. That has been a lot of fun, I must say. And thank you for calling in, Uche, for calling in, Sunny. That will be all for today. Have a wonderful day. I am Mary Alale Yusuf.